Well, hello, my friends. Welcome back to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I wanted to see what you guys were going to vote for yesterday, the Berberine or the Purple Sticks, and the Purple Sticks ended up winning by one vote later on in the afternoon. So you guys wanted it, and it's there. I also told you guys as well, these just got back in stock, the Purple Sticks in a can, or everybody's calling it the Purple Powder, whatever you want to call it. It works. It's here. It's on the shelves, and it's been shipping out. So you guys can pick and choose which one you want. You want the Purple Sticks on sale, or do you want the Purple Can Powder? Your choice. Let me know. So we're here to help you guys out. Healthmasters.com. Call us. Email us if you need anything. And also, too, be sure to check out the podcast every single day, the Ted and Austin Brower Show. You can go and look at all the different platforms that we're on here on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Gab, Spotify, Rumble. Or you can just listen to straight audio if you want. A lot of people like that. I mean, or it's up to you. I like a lot of the visual. We put a lot of time into that. So be sure to stay up to date on them and check out all the different shows we do every day for you. And also, too, be sure get the updates right here. You put your name, last name, email, subscribe, and basically go in and have it sent straight to your email inbox every single day. So be sure to check that out at Team Health Masters or healthmasters.com. And now one of the main topics, and Ted will be here shortly. He's handling some business right now. I'll be back on the show here in a second because I've got my shaker somewhere. I got to find it. I got to make a shake here in a minute. I'm getting hungry. I was on Hagman last night, by the way. If you guys caught that live or you want to watch a replay of it, really good show. Covered a lot of new stuff that's been happening. And also, too, a couple of the stuff that I talked about last night on the show, I'll cover it on today's show as well. But last night we had a really good discussion on multiple different topics and health, world news. I even talked about basically the IEA, their discussions now on trying to throw out all these insane demands, mandates, I guess you could say, for member countries that I talked about, where the they want to go in and start having people drive on certain days, restrict airfare, restrict all this stuff. And it's oddly reminiscent of COVID and the, you know, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, 30 days to slow the spread, 2 months to stop the virus, and how they had that continual effect. And like I said, in my opinion, I don't think this entire thing with Iran was just one aspect of, oh, we're going to try to stop nuclear weapons. I think there is a whole aspect of very, very, very detailed manipulation that's been done in the market in order to cover certain things up, all the way from Epstein to slow the metal market down, to manipulate the market to get people to stop talking about them. And on top of that, again, my opinion, manufacturing energy crisis that they won't let go to waste. So that's another reason why I told everybody, make sure you stay stocked up on whatever you need. And my always opinion, I tell people, if there's certain stuff you like, certain stuff you need, whether it's supplements, have an extra month's supply. If it's food, have an extra month's supply. If it's certain products that you need or medical equipment or medical subs, have an extra month's supply. That's minimum. I mean, that's the bare case. It shouldn't even be a discussion of anything different or anything normal of less than a month's supply of whatever you need. That way, it gives you at least a buffer. It gives you that buffer room where if something happens, you're not like, oh my gosh, I'm on a 2 or 3 day spread with food. So I told you guys, we have the organic food buckets we've had for years. They taste great. We got the meat buckets if you want to do those. You can even use the Doug Hagman coupon on those meat buckets if you want. I talked about them last night, the DH5 on those buckets if you want to stay stocked up on them. But make sure you're doing something to have a little bit of a backup supply, whatever your main core products that you need. And healthmasters.com will help you out with that. Somebody's calling me. Hey, you know, I love it when people call me right on the show. Like, nobody knows my schedule over the last 11 years on this in the compound doing the show. So be sure. Thank you guys for the support. I'm up to date on all my emails for most part. If I've missed something, let me know. But I try to answer all the actual real questions and real topics that people bring up on the emails every single day. Now, one of the first things I'm going to get into here, and I briefly talked about this on Doug's show last night, there's another study that's come out now on acai berries preventing cardiac scarring formation after heart attacks. And this is a really, really cool article because I've told people for years the importance of the antioxidants that are in acai berries. The reason why we use a full gram of acai powder extract in each scoop, a gram in each scoop of the Purple Sticks or packet, I guess you could say. And it goes into detail here. It says basically after what happens in a heart attack, the human body replaces the myocardium, basically tissue with scar tissue. It's known as cardiac remodeling. It's similar to growing a scar after the skin break, but it's scar tissue that grows and does not have the same function as normal skin, and it's in the heart. The most fatal situation of a myocardial scar is the normal myocardium is altered with too many scars or abnormal components. It can neither restore the pre-infarct state nor remodel the normal healthy myocardium. Therefore, to prevent this bad repair, people usually use drugs to inhibit this myocardial scar remodeling. Recently, scientists discovered that acai berries can prevent myocardial remodeling. And you got to think about this for a second. How effective this compound is in the phytonutrients that are in acai to actually be able to stop this. So basically, in Brazil, University of Brazil, they performed an experiment using rats, an experimental animal model. Surprisingly, the results of the acai supplementation showed significant improvements in reducing myocardial scarring after myocardial infarction. They claimed the four mechanisms are involved in the process. Acai berries could enhance myocardial energy metabolism in mice. It is known that the myocardial infarction is often accompanied by impaired cardiac energy metabolism. Acai berries decrease cardiac oxidative stress in mice. In the study, acai berries suppress the activities of the superoxide dismutase, which is actually part of the oxidative stress on the heart. Acai berries reduce the inflammation response. The main manifestation was to decrease the concentration of anti-inflammatory cytokines. Isn't that interesting? To sit there, the acai berries actually reduce cytokine storm. And so what's crazy about the cytokine storm, and the study revealed the acai berries also reduced collagen deposits in the cardiac muscle, which is benefit to reducing the myocardial fibrosis. So thank you guys again for supporting the shop, for supporting Health Masters, because we don't put these products together haphazardly. I know some people think we just throw stuff together. We don't. We throw these things together with very, very specific needs. And, hey, bring him here. I need that back.
Middle camera. Interaction.
He's back with us again, my friends.
Middle camera.
And so the purple stick. Oh, you got your little thing. Is that the new one?
That's a new one.
Is the first time you're trying it out here?
I tried it out yesterday.
It's a bold move.
It's very, very strong. It's got batteries in it. Real batteries, so it really kicks it in. There's powdered protein in here.
Where's my shake?
Acai and a purple stick.
You know what you just? You know what the problem is? You did. Yeah. I'm gonna get about 50 people to email me tomorrow, ask me if we can buy one of these. Health Master's gonna make our own.
We will. We'll make a better one.
We always make it better. Hence the purple stick. So you guys need them? They're here. But I thought that article is pretty cool that we're discussing here, going on with acai berries and what they do for the body. Also, too, in other news, this is an interesting topic that I wanted to cover, and I bring these up every time, not to gloat, because you know I do find that a lot of stuff we bring up on the show we're accurate about for a while. And I told everybody, and I repeat myself on this, nobody has a right to tell you what your religious beliefs are or tell you what those actions have to do to violate those religious beliefs. And during COVID, a lot of people didn't realize that. And they were forced to get a shot, or they compromised and got the shot. And good riddance, another massive global tech company is having to pay $15 million in a COVID vaccine discrimination case. This is probably at least the 20th or 30th. I mean, so I've lost count now on cases that companies have lost by violating religious rights of their employees. When employees filed a claim that said, I have a strongly held religious belief against taking this COVID vaccine, and they told them, you either take the shot or you are terminated. Almost every case that I have watched now this has happened, the companies have lost, and the payouts are going to basically the employees on here. They said global tech, it's an unnamed global tech, it's basically a sealed file. They were paying $15 million in overhauling its workplace policies to settle federal discrimination charges tied to the COVID vaccine mandate with the Equal Opportunity Commission. Did the agreement reach without a lawsuit? They settled it. They didn't want to go into a jury trial. They learned with some of these other ones. They've gone to jury trials with them, and the people, the problem is when you get a jury, and half the jury had to get the shot too because their company were basically so rude to them and so unbelievably involved in what they were doing. They don't want to deal with this anymore. They found reasonable cause to believe the company discriminated against employees by denying religious and disability exemption requests and firing workers who refused vaccination with a strongly held religious belief. So once again, It's happened. This is why I've told you guys, when they start coming out with mandates, they start telling you, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, because we deemed it so, because the boys that love free air just decided arbitrarily they're going to tell you, you have to do something. Always question anybody that's telling you, you have to do this because I deemed it so now, especially when they're coming from a level of authority. Always question that, my friends. Another perfect example on why this is basically such a big deal.
I have a story. Lemon pound cake.
Oh, my gosh, dude. I'm going to make a shake.
You know, I watched this the other day, and I saw this. Somebody sent it to me. And I would play the video, but I don't think Austin wants to play it. And since I can't control the screen here, I can't do it. But the guy he's a very successful black rapper. And he ends up, you know, going into a situation in which they decide he had kidnapped somebody in his house and that he was dealing drugs. And he wasn't doing either. And so they busted his entire house up with about 10 people in a giant SWAT raid, actually broke the front door down. And I was watching it again yesterday, and I mentioned it the other day when I was on the show. And they actually went into his house, and the sheriff, who's extremely obese, starts eyeing his lemon pound cake. And he starts singing about the lemon pound cake in this video. The sheriff got all mad because they showed CGI footage of the sheriff and all his deputies actually in the house, and one of them stealing money out of his doggone suit, putting it in the sheriff's pocket. The deputy put it in his pocket. And he was short cash. He'd gotten paid on a gig that he had done in cash. And they stole it. They stole the money. And so it was all on videotapes. He basically aired it all. And the sheriff got all, butthurt. And got all mad. And decided he was going to sue this black rapper, which was unbelievably stupid because you never get in a fight with a comedian, especially with TikTok.
Gosh, no.
And so he ended up losing. Basically, the black guy won, which he should have won. And then they said, well, it was the wrong house. Well, he showed a picture of the warrant on the video. And it had his house, his address, his name. Oof. Drugs and kidnapping on the charge.
That's a bold charge, too.
Federal offense, kidnapping. And what ended up happening is Afro Man won. And it's so funny to me because I was watching it and listening to it yesterday. Now he has an official music video out about this. This is great. And it's called Lemon Pound Cake.
I'll play it for a second. This is funny.
It made the sheriff want to put down his gun and cut him a slice.
Here's the sheriff walking around fat.
Lemon Pound Cake. He want to put down his Glock.
He got his Glock.
Trending on TikTok. Lemon pound cake. He's a family guy. Lemon pound cake. Munchies because he got
right there.
Lemon
that's the sheriff. That's the sheriff. Looking at the cake.
He's a
I had to play that because we have so much negative news.
Some,
that we
some humor.
But no, I got a kick out of it. And then another glam influencer from TikTok had like 50,000 followers. Said she got kidnapped with her husband. Maybe she was thinking about she was in Lemon Poundcake's house. And her and her husband got kidnapped, and she wanted to do it to try to raise money because they stole all of her gold jewelry. And it turned out to be a complete lie. She never got kidnapped. Now she's been arrested down in Brazil for lying like this and getting people to send her money under false pretenses.
Ooh.
So I get a kick out of all of this stuff when you watch this stuff online. And, you know, I guess it's like Kim Kardashian and her buttocks, I guess. Everybody wants to basically be entertained by something, so I played you Lemon Pound Cake this morning. So we can say that to bring you into the negative news. TSA says it's on the verge of closing many airports now, the smaller ones, because it is overstaffed, and some people are waiting from 4 to 6 hours.
Overstaffed or understaffed?
They're overstaffed to smaller airports.
Okay.
So they want to get the people out of there and get them to the bigger airports, and they're understaffed to the bigger airports. And in some airports, up to 50% of the people from TSA have quit now.
Gosh.
Because this has happened several times now where they don't get paid. And in the meantime, Congress, who flies around on private jets, they don't have to deal with any of this stuff. And so I thought that was very, very interesting that was happening now. And of course, it's the Democrats that are holding up with the funding for TSA and Homeland Security. And the sad part about it is, again, we the people of the United States get punished for this because the idiots can't get their act together. And it's sad. It really, really is. And now, by the way, also Representative Tim Burchett is now coming out and saying that UFO scientists from around the world have disappeared after they've testified. They're just disappearing here left and right. Now, why would that happen? Well, it's very easy, actually. A lot of them realize a lot of what they've been told about UFOs and about aliens and interdimensional beings and all the rest of this stuff. A lot of it's hype, a lot of it's real, and the people need to know about it. And when they start disclosing it and start talking about it, guess what? They go bye-bye. I just thought I'd mention that one to you.
You know, I got to say this. This whole thing now, this circus clown show, this theory-ring monkey act with monkeys and lions and elephants all throwing crap at each other in D.C. No, I mean, because this comes out again the other day. Congress lacks complete clarity on Pentagon's $200 billion demand for more money. We don't have money for DHS, from TSA, which I don't care for anyways, because we're not going to fund it, but we need 200. That's almost a quarter of $1 trillion.
A fifth of a trillion. That's right.
The Defense Department demanded we need $200 billion to fund the Operation Epic Fury against Iran. Senator Joint Ernst, who's Republican, who basically said we need $200 billion. Why do you need questions from us? We need $200 billion. Write us a check for a fifth of $1 trillion. Congress said needs to understand how the Defense Department is going to use its funds. Are we reconstituting munitions? Defense industrial base? We buying office furniture? We just randomly come in now and say, oh, we attacked a country without any congressional approval. Now we need a fifth of $1 trillion to keep this war going. This has gotten so far crazy out of control. But hey, we can't get anything done with DHS. We need to start. It's like everything with this now is starting to scream. It's starting to scream controlled theatrics. I mean, they wanted all this stuff to happen at the exact same time, and they've done it now. That's just my opinion. They don't want people to fly. They want to raise the prices. They want people to travel. Oh, we have an energy crisis suddenly now. Oh, suddenly we can't get fuel. Suddenly everybody needs to start driving. Suddenly we can't fund DHS because of this. But suddenly we need a fifth of $1 trillion to keep the war going. I mean, you understand, the thing that's wild about this, remember, the Pentagon just got $980 billion in their budget 4 months ago. $980 billion. So they need another fifth of their budget again to keep this conflict going that nobody voted on. Once again, more theater for the masses. Don't look at everything going on. Focus on the monkeys and the elephants and the ding-dongs that are running the show. And now I understand why some people simply just go, you know what? I'm just going to go buy an island somewhere. I'm just going to go move out somewhere, just leave. This has turned into such a stinking joke. And quite frankly, I think everybody's laughing at the United States now. Like, what in the world's going on over
here? The biggest problem with the island is getting fresh water and electricity.
Yeah, unless you get one of the spring, like Fiji.
Yeah, it's hard to get.
But the Fiji's already kind of taken over.
Yeah, but you know, you have to get a desalination plant, and you got to have power, and then you got to deal with that. And what I have learned about having a system in my house with let's be real with you here for a second, trying to deal with solar panels and backup batteries and backup generators,
it's a lot of maintenance.
I have not yet, I had this thing put in about 10-12 years ago, and I have not yet had a hurricane that we have gone through. My system has not failed. In fact, it's broken right now. I've got a guy coming to work on it today, and I spent all this money to try to get it working. We got hurricane season coming up again, and I'm like, I called him up and I said, he's a good friend. He's the only bright light of any of this. He's a good guy. But I've had three different contractors working on this, which created a hodgepodge, and it's been a disaster. I mean, the solar panels fail within 2 hours. The backup batteries fail within 4 hours. And nothing ever lasts more than, you know, 4 hours in a hurricane when the power goes out. And I'm sitting here going, wait a minute. Now I've got some lithium-ion batteries, some big ones. They last about 12 hours to run pumps in the yard, and that's about the end of it. And then we're out of power again. So I have, in my great disgust of all this, brought my motor home back down here. It has a diesel generator on it, and it always works. And yesterday, I went in and put some diesel in it. And I didn't even fill it up, and it was over $500. Now, remember, I used to drive this thing for diesel at 79 cents, 89 cents a gallon, way back in the 90s. So you put 150 gallons in it. It cost you like, you know, 70, 80, 90 bucks or whatever it was. And you were like, yeah, it's okay. No big deal. 500 bucks was a big ouch yesterday. My credit card only allowed me to put $175. So I had to use three of those three times. And remember, I was only getting 30 gallons per pop.
Yeah. It's a 250-gallon system, isn't it?
It's 150. So I put 90 gallons in it because I had had my AquaHot system wasn't working because it was, the fuel was too low. And so I had the AquaHot fixed, and they told me I can't test it unless I put, basically, you know, fuel in it. And so I think to myself, as I'm pumping this for the third time, getting $30, 30 gallons for $175, I thought, yeah, this is great. I think we need to go ahead and support Israel some more. You know, and now, yes, yesterday, you know, Iran hit over 70 Israeli targets with precision missiles in an 81st wave of retaliation.
81st? These guys are just slinging missiles like they're throwing snowballs, dude.
They've got thousands and thousands and thousands of them. The Islamic Revolution Guard says precision-guided IMAD and Qatar missiles struck more than 70 locations across occupied territories in the 81st wave of Operation of True Promise 4. In a statement on Wednesday, the Iranians said that basically they are pummeling Israel. According to field intelligence cited by the IRGC, the regime's casualty toll has gone up notably following the previous three waves of Iran's powerful strikes. The total number of killed and wounded has now surpassed 2,500, the statement said. A little different than the news is telling you. Now, whether this is true or not, I don't know. They could be lying, too. They said the army had risen to the stature of a nation, declaring that the entire nation is mobilized to defend beloved Iran. This is Persia, dudes. I think the last time they fell was Alexander the Great. It was a long time ago.
I'll say one thing about them. They don't stop fighting.
Well, it's a holy war.
That's exactly what this. They're not going to back out.
They this is what happened with the Japanese in World War II. This is why we supposedly dropped these atomic bombs on, because they wouldn't stop, and they said every single island was going to be like, you know. What was that one?
Iwo Jima. It's a nightmare.
Yeah. You know, the death rate's going to be unbelievable. I mean, they're hiding in every cave they can find. They've dug out caves.
That's probably Iwo Jima.
Yeah.
They'd find all these tunnels. They'd blow them out. They'd throw flamethrowers. They'd frag them. They'd demolish them. And all of a sudden, they're like, oh, we've cleared everything. All of a sudden, a hole comes out of the ground. And the 500 guys come run out with bayonets. You're like, ah!
They're like ants. We have these red ants all over the yard again. And they're tunneling underneath my pavers. And I've got red ants tunneling everywhere. You spray them. They tunnel somewhere else, so they come up again.
They start bringing dirt.
That's like Iwo Jima. So now they said they had to come in and nuke everybody. And, of course, it did work. You know, you dropped a couple of bombs.
Here's the problem. If they did that in Iran, the problem with it is you want to talk about complete economic global infrastructure meltdown.
Maybe that's what they want. You know, I mean, the whole thing about it is, remember, the boys that breathe free air, they really believe that they're going to get 2,500 slaves each. Of what's left of the population.
Let's keep nuking everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they want to drop the population down to 500 million, and they get 25. There's about, what is it, 40,000 of them, I guess. 20,000, 200,000. I think 200,000 of these hardcore Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan whackbags that need all be on the island of Madagascar so they can sodomize each other to death. Oh.
Dude.
I cannot believe I just said that on a live broadcast. God,
you just said that, dude. It's Thursday. You got to hold those comments for Friday.
Madagascar would have been a good place for this satanic group.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they could have brought their cultural Marxism there, and they would have been dead after one generation from a lack of reproduction. And that'd be the end of them. But that didn't happen. But so anyhow, so they really don't care if they kill you or kill me or kill everybody. They really don't care as long as they get their 2,500 slaves. For the 200,000 that are running around.
That's a big speculatory
That's 500 million.
Run-on.
By the way. Yeah, that's 500 million. And that's why they said, you know, in the Georgia Guidestones, they got so many protests, so we finally blew it up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, my buddy Coach Dobemeyer was there just a few weeks before it exploded. And I'm not saying he had anything to do with it, because I don't believe Coach did.
Clarify that.
Don't read that in there. But he's a good friend of mine. I love the guy. But the crazy part about it is that, you know, somebody needed to bring that thing to light, and Coach did. And finally, somebody went over there and planted some charges on it and blew it up, and they had to tear it down. And it said in like eight different languages that they wanted to maintain the planet's population at 500 million in a balanced state with nature. And so, like I said, their little 200,000 group of Kabbalists with their 2,500 slaves each would be 500 million people basically on the planet, basically as slaves. And quite frankly, there's an old movie with Mel Gibson. Remember that?
Which one?
It was Chicken Run.
Chicken Run.
Remember that?
The Claymation.
Yeah, remember that?
I haven't thought about that movie in years.
Some of you remember that show. It was a long time ago.
Funny.
And finally, it was basically a group of chickens that had to lay eggs, and if they stopped laying eggs, they used them to make a pie.
It was based off, the back premise of the film was the...
Ready?
It's a great escape, wasn't
That's
it?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But think about it for a second. So the chickens, after they stopped laying eggs, they went into the factory. And out popped chicken pies.
Chicken pot pies.
And the friends were never seen again.
No.
And finally, Mel Gibson's character says, "I don't want to be a pie." You know, and the way I look at this is, I don't want to be a slave.
Nor will I.
You guys were wondering how I was going to segue that, weren't you? And I don't want to be one of their slaves. I will resist it until my last breath. Before I became their slave, I would rather be in heaven, worshiping God and being with Jesus. I'm not playing the game. The problem is, so many people have been so brainwashed now into doing everything Israel says that they think this is okay. It's not okay. And Israel's getting the crap kicked out of them right now, but they're not showing it on the media because no one wants to realize how bad of a mistake it was going after Persia. So this is a major issue. And plus the Straits of Hormuz and the gas prices, the fertilizer prices. People don't realize that. You know, this natural gas stuff, Austin, this is used to manufacture fertilizer and nitrites.
Yes.
Nitrates.
Well, remember, a lot of Europe, too. A lot of Europe and all those areas over there run primarily off natural gas.
We built the population of the planet up to 7, 8 billion people now through the use of fertilizers. We have a huge fertilizer industry here in Central Florida.
Yeah.
And they basically take, you know, they take phosphates out of the ground. Phosphate mines. Unbelievable.
Huge money back in the day.
It's still huge money.
Yeah, it was massive. It's been Central Florida.
But you have to have nitrites, remember, to make gunpowder.
Yeah.
The Germans couldn't get enough supply of that, so they decided to take natural gas and learn how to. Of course, it was the Germans during World War II again who did this. Very smart guys. And they basically built a way to basically manufacture nitrites from gunpowder. They're nitrates, or I can't sure if it's sodium nitrates. It would be nitrates for gunpowder. And so they basically, they wanted that technology. So they took that technology and turned it into fertilizer production. And that allowed the population of the planet, without having to be starved out, to massively increase up to 7-8 billion people now. And if they cut back on the fertilizer, this is why we talked about having about 3 months of storable food the other day, you've got to realize that they can really cut back on the food supply. Or, as they've already proven, they can run eggs up to $12 a dozen. They've already showed you that, you know, and so they said, and so the guys who breathe the free air, these Kabbalists, Luciferian synagogue of Satan, lackeys who worship a snake that's a hermaphrodite, they want to have you as their slave, and they will do everything they can in their power because they believe also it's their calling to bring Lucifer onto this planet, to rebuild the third temple, and to drag him out and make him declare him God. So
well, it's crazy with the, I mean, it's funny because there's all these places down in Florida. There's one down in Mulberry. We went and explored it one time. They've now kind of shut it down. Mm-hmm. It's an abandoned phosphate mine that started back in the 60s, 50s or 60s down there. And it shut down in 2004. There's a photo right here. We explored it one time before they because it was open. It's out in Mulberry, out in the middle of this giant field. And me and Hunter went and explored it one time. And it's crazy the technology they had out there back in the 50s. They built these giant plants and everything was mechanical. I mean, I went from the top down. Massive, massive phosphate plant out there, and it finally shut down. But no, this was huge, huge industry back in Florida back in the day, and still is. But what's crazy about this is, like you said, we've used fertilizers to increase all this stuff in population and food supply. And the problem with it is, it's not sustainable without all these other levels now functioning at the level.
And the natural gas is used over in Europe. A lot of it's being from, I think, 3-5% of total natural gas is used for this.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, here's another interesting article from Tyler Durden, which is his pseudonym. The actual guy who wrote it was Tom Elliott. It says, after the Epstein files, it's become all but impossible to believe that Epstein killed himself. It's become all but impossible to believe he's dead. I thought I'd say that. And he starts talking about all different things about the suicide and all the little things about how he was put in a room with this big old boy who absolutely hated pedophiles. And, you know, it's just on and on and on. And the sad part about it is the cameras were turned off, so we don't know what happened. But personally, I'm going to say it again. He ain't dead. Just thought I'd mention that to you. And now, and Paul Craig Roberts had another great article. He said, has Trump let Netanyahu destroy America? And in his opinions, he pretty much has done a good job of doing that.
I don't think he's destroyed America yet, but he's sure letting him have his way with America.
It says, having been roped into Netanyahu's war for greater Israel, Trump is trapped between a rock and a hard place, thinking the war would be over in days. No planning was done, and the Iranian capability was dramatically underestimated. Midterm U.S. elections are on the scene. Trump has fractured his MAGA movement, which is absolutely true.
Yes.
He cannot survive politically with a war defeat. How does he obtain victory? Will nuclear weapons be his and Netanyahu's only alternative to defeat Iran? Trump is so determined to support and demonstrate his support for Israel, this time faces impeachment and conviction and subsequent prosecution if Democrats regain control of Congress. If so, Donald Trump becomes the fall guy for Netanyahu, Trump will be blamed. But it is Netanyahu and Israel's powerful Zionist lobby that rules America who took Trump to war. Now, I'm going to say this again. You guys will see what happens and see if I'm right. If this thing actually falls apart and we end up pulling out of there and Israel is destroyed, Netanyahu will come and blame this on Trump because he started the war with Iran, and they'll want us to come in and rebuild Israel. Just like they want us to come back in and rebuild Gaza after they did what they did. Now, you'll see if I'm not right about this. And the Christians running around here being so stupid with their heads stuck in the mud. Sorry, guys. I'm a Christian, but you guys are, if you believe this.
No, you could have said that any more succinctly. It's gotten obnoxiously annoying.
No.
Obnoxiously.
John Moore, I was on with John Moore this morning, and we went into detail on this mess. And, you know, I've talked in detail about the Scofield Reference Bible and stuff that's going on and why the Christians are doing this. It's very important that you understand this. There are enough evangelical baby boomers out there right now that in the event that this thing goes sideways, we have to rebuild the Israel.
That's an interesting point, because it was a lose-lose for us to start the conflict. But like you just said, if it goes sideways and it goes to plan B, C, D, it's our fault.
We started.
Everything turns back to our fault
now. This is Austria and the Archduke of Serbia, again, in World War I.
Sizzle comes back and says, the only reason we allowed this stuff to happen and we went along with this because you started this war, guys.
Yep.
So we need a $500 billion grant money.
And remember what the world did. When Germany came to the aid of its ally and started winning the World War I with Austria, then the war was over with and we had the Versailles Treaty, and Germany was blamed for all of it, and it didn't even start the war.
No.
Okay? That was another banker war is what that was. And we see it over and over and over. You know, Mel Gibson came out, 20 years ago, got eviscerated for this, about ruined his career. He got stopped drunk one night.
Yeah.
He did. He got stopped drunk. And then he started asking questions, and he started talking about Jews. Remember that? He started talking about Jews, how they created all wars, did all wars, did everything else. And in Rothschild's own mother, the original Rothschild, says, if there's to be war, it is deemed so by my son. If there's not to be war, it is deemed so by my son. Because when you control the military-industrial complex and you control the politicians, you can pretty much do whatever you want to do. And the whole thing about it is it's so funny to me. These guys are trillionaires, right? They own the world's they own the central banks of the world. But the money is never enough. It's never. It doesn't matter if they've got a 1,000-foot yacht and they own 100 countries. They want to own 120 countries. It doesn't matter if they've got a 5,000-foot yacht. They want to have two more 10,000-foot yachts. And you think, well, that's ridiculous. Nobody builds yachts that big. I'm telling you, if they want to build a 10,000-foot yacht, these clowns can do it. They're that rich. And the crazy part about it is it's never, ever enough, Austin. They've got to own it because they want you and me to be their little goyim slave. That's what they want. That's why the goyim term has been mentioned thousands and thousands and thousands of times in those Epstein files. Because remember, they hate God. You're created in the image of God. They serve a different God. Yeah. They are mad that you're in God's image. They want to be you. They're jealous of you. And if they can't be that, and they know they can't, and they can't get salvation the way we have it through Christ, then they're going to make sure they try to kill everybody. But I think you need to keep sending them money.
No, I do. Right. Congress routinely approves multi-billion-dollar grant-based packages to Israel, described as a $38 billion agreement structured as a direct grant with no interest, making them funds that do not have to be repaid rather than traditional repayment loans.
Yeah, I remember when I was in college, we had the Florida State grant for kids, and we had the basic college education grant for kids, and I never knew about them. And then finally, my sister told me about them one time. Well, there are grants you can get if you have no money. And I thought, this is great. And I remember every month, every semester, they'd give me like $800 from these two grants, Austin. And guess what? I never had to pay them back. It was just free money. It was great. I loved it.
This is Google chat. I'm just asking them, is it true that Jews don't pay interest on loans? Yes. Jewish individuals access interest-free loans through specialized organizations which provide their loans with no interest.
I did not know that. No, that can't be all Jews.
This is JFLA, Jewish Free Loan Association. This is documented, by the way, on Google. They don't have to pay interest on anything. But, hey, they make sure you get that 12% car loan because your credit score dropped 10 points because you didn't pay a medical bill.
Oh, forget that. I've done the guys over there, 28% car loans. 28%, like credit cards.
No, I talked to a friend the other day. He talked to me. He was trying to buy a side-by-side. Went to finance a side-by-side, like $20,000 side-by-side. Was going to put like $5,000 down. They said, that's fine. We'll loan you the $15,000 on the side-by-side. 84 months. Payment's like $500 a month. He's like, well, the numbers are compute. $500 a month on a $15,000 loan? He goes, okay, interest rate's 27.9% on the side-by-side.
Because you don't need a side-by-side.
Well, but remember, the guys that love free air, they don't want to do the loan unless they make as maximum amount of profit as possible.
Okay, let me give me this. Thank you. Here's the problem. And now, and this is something that you...
I'm not recommending financing a side-by-side. Don't do that. If you can't buy a side-by-side cash, don't buy it.
Okay, but I'm going to share something with you, okay? They came in with Bernays, Kabbalist, Luciferian Synagogue of Satan, 100 years ago. They came in with Freud, his cousin, Kabbalist, Luciferian Synagogue of Satan. They told you everything that you ever want to do in your entire life that's good or bad is because you're a pervert.
That's true, Sigmund Freud.
No, that's what Sigmund Freud said, okay?
It all comes down to childhood sexual perversion.
You
know,
and so everything you ever wanted in your entire life, you've got to want because you're a pervert. And we're going to show you how to have and enjoy your perversions through Edmund Bernays, the father of advertising. They worked together like a tag team. You had Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant on one team and fighting somebody else on the other side. And so every time somebody gets hurt, they jump in and get the other person comes in. And they made the entire planet want to buy things they don't need with money they don't have to impress people they don't know. Because it was your sexual deviation that caused this. Because you're a pervert, according to them. Okay? And he's a cocaine addict who's a pedophile. But that's normal, because that's the normal.
Wait, would you put it that way?
So you have to prove your masculinity to prove that you don't need Viagra. And so you have to buy a side-by-side to impress your friends. So therefore, you go in to buy it, but you don't have the money to do it. So you got to finance it. They're like, well, you know, we know you need Viagra. We've already done a full survey on you. You've already filled out that form. We know how important it is for you to buy the side-by-side. So guess what? Because you're a pervert and you're following Sigmund Freud and Bernays, we're going to give you that side-by-side.
Okay, not all. Okay, if I got a basically property and I need a side-by-side to throw new ag and feed my cows, you might need it.
No.
You might need a side-by-side.
If you have a property to feed your cows, you should have enough money to buy a side-by-side. And here's the thing. It's like these people.
But they get their loans for free.
But it's like these people who buy these big houses they can't afford.
Oh, yeah.
Had a friend of mine. Perfect example. He was in the seminar business back in the 90s. I won't mention his name out of respect for him and his family. He decides to buy a $20 million mansion on Marlipan.
On the water.
5 acres on the Atlantic Ocean. He had 2 glass elevators each side of his house. The house is 3 stories tall. The house is 35,000 square feet under roof.
It's pretty sick.
He has a guard gate out front. Everybody who comes in has to leave a copy of their driver's license, and they make copies of them, make sure they're all checked backwards and forwards before they're allowed to come on the property. Now, mind you, these two are no longer married, but he decides to go ahead and do this. And then finally I asked him, I said, dude, what does it cost to live in a place like this? And he financed the whole thing. And it was hundreds of thousands of dollars a month to live there, hundreds of thousands a month. And he ended up losing it. IRS forced tax sale, gone, done, finished, kaput. Out the more people who have the real money, they don't fly on airplanes. They fly private.
It's true.
They get on private jets. They don't have to deal with TSA lines for 4 or 5 hours. They just get on a plane in a local airport. They hop on it and they fly off. You say, well, why do they do that? Well, it's only $5,000 an hour. It's easy for them. They don't care. By the way, those are real numbers on small jets. And what ends up happening is the people who buy these big houses who can't afford them, who finance them. They're a Sigmund Freud devotee. I'm going to prove to you how I don't need Viagra. Look at my house. I'm going to prove to you how I don't need Viagra. Look at my side-by-side. And what they do, now listen to me. When you buy a side-by-side, they're going to send you a survey in the mail. You can tell me if I'm right or wrong. Also.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to ask you, why did you do this? What motivated you to do this? How do you feel when you buy a side-by-side? remember. You remember that one movie?
I bought a side-by-side, by the way. If you guys think he's adding me, he is. Years ago. It's like 10 years ago.
And they gave you that survey.
And I got a survey in the mail. It was about that thick. And they gave me
a psychological profile.
Yeah, they basically said, if you fill this out and you turn it back in, we're going to give you like a $100 coupon for more accessories.
What's the name of that movie that Mel Gibson did? The one that when his daughter got killed but working in that nuclear plant. You guys remember what that is?
No, I have to look it up.
Okay. And then and his daughter's killed, and so the owner of the plant, the president, the CFO, CEO, he's talking to Mel Gibson. His daughter just died 5 days earlier. And he looks at Mel Gibson. He goes, how does it feel? Wanted to know the psychological profile of losing a daughter who got shot with a, you know, with a shotgun. You know, 5 days after the woman, girl dies, right?
Just shot in the front door.
Yeah. Okay. And you know, and you know, the crazy part is this. You know, and Mel Gibson later on in the movie jumps in his Bentley, the CEO's Bentley, puts a pistol to his head, says, how does it feel? The guy's crying, then we get shot. The problem is they want to know how you feel. So the next time they want you to have that dopamine trigger, you got to have the latest, greatest, best, don't you? Hey, it's a side-by-side. You know you have to use Viagra. Ho, ho, ho. We know you got issues there. We read your survey. So we're going to let you not have to have the Viagra because you're going to get the side-by-side. It's going to make you feel like a real man or a real woman or a real this. It's all psychological manipulation.
Or you could just run HGH Stimulant Testo Plus and save a whole lot of interest.
That's a really good segue. But that's what they do. They want you to feel as though you're inadequate. And it's because now you have to have the latest car, yeah, the latest bowling ball, the latest whatever you think you need to get to the point where you don't feel inadequate anymore. It's psychological manipulation. It's like George Carlin said. George Carlin said it this way. There's a big club.
You ain't in it.
You ain't in it. I ain't in it. And these guys manipulate you to do things you don't need to do and say things you shouldn't say, all for the sake of gratification and dopamine response. Because when people get depressed, they want to have dopamine. They want to feel good. And then they give you drugs that suppress dopamine production, make you suicidally depressed.
Yeah.
And then you commit suicide on these drugs. And they don't care. You think, see, Satan comes to rob you. Let me get this clear so you understand this. Satan doesn't like you. You know, unless you're serving him. And then he still doesn't like you. That's why he sacrifices so many of his own people. He comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. He doesn't come to bring life and bring in abundance. He comes to kill you. That's all he comes here for. To steal from you, rob from you, lie about you, destroy you. That's all he cares about. So when you see things happening in your life, like, okay, well, I got a problem with alcohol. That's Lucifer. I got a problem with, you know, drugs. That's Lucifer again. I've got a problem with doing things I shouldn't ought to do because I know I shouldn't ought to do them. That's Lucifer again. I've got a problem with suicide ideations. I don't know what to do. That's a Lucifer again. Always remember that. He comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. God brings life and bring life in abundance. Not that we're all going to run around with our mansions on private jets. Okay, got that? That's not going to happen with everybody. But the reality is God wants you to be blessed, and he wants you to have contentment, peace. He even says in Matthew, who by worrying can add a single moment to your life? That's the problem. That's why they get away, Austin, with 28%. I would say to them, see, when you go to these car dealerships or these places that sell side-by-sides, and you go, I want a side-by-side, and I'm going to pay, use a credit card to buy it. That just makes them absolutely irate. Because the banks pay them extra money to write those notes for 28%. They make thousands and thousands of dollars on the back end for those people that are doing this. I remember years ago, I had a friend of mine who's a car dealer, and they were basically giving you like 5% interest or 2% interest or whatever if you bought a new car, if you financed it. But you had to keep the loan out there for 6 months, and then they got their kickback.
Yep.
If you pay, let's say if you financed a truck and you had $10,000 due on the truck and you paid it off in 2 months, they don't get all that money back from the bank. So they would say, if you're going to keep the truck, you know, we can finance it for you, we can get it to you for 2%. And they would do that over and over, or they'll say, we'll give you another $3,000 discount. Remember that?
Yep.
That's how they do it, guys. They want to trap you into their usury system. And now to find out that Jewish people get free Jewish free interest-free loans, that doesn't really surprise me that I just learned that today. I mean, I have to verify that, but it is crazy.
You know who Atlier Companies is?
I do not.
From what I've read, they have a backing by BlackRock.
Middle camera, please.
Do you remember the Vercelli's Mansion?
Yes.
90,000 square foot mansion in Windermere that never got finished. Got finished. Listen to this. So
this is it right here, by the way.
This is it. I'll show you another photo in a second. Atelier Companies, which if you dig down deep enough, it has ties to BlackRock. Atelier Companies owns an electrical company as well under that, wow. Your utilities contractor. They haven't gotten their $300,000 end of the contract. So they had a $9 million contract for electrical improvements in the 90,000 square foot Vercelli's mansion. They've been shorted $300,000. Now, they filed a lien against the company. They want to foreclose on the property for the $300,000.
But they've never even finished the property. Oh, by the way, I was in there.
No. I was in there. They want to foreclose on the property and take delivery of the 90,000 square foot compound because they didn't get paid their last $300,000. They've put an entire array of attorneys on this now. I'll show you a bigger photo back. They want to take the 90,000 square foot compound for $300,000. Because remember, the boys that love free air, if they don't get their stuff, they want your stuff for free because they want it all. $300,000. Lean.
Well, what they okay. Let's stop for a second.
There's a whole back end of this house.
Okay.
This is the house right here. The reason why I wanted to bring that up is because this is what these guys do. Look at this place. I mean, it's 90,000 square feet.
I've been in it. I've heard it.
It's insane.
I know. Okay, I'm gonna tell you a story. Don't fuss at me.
$100 million house.
Never got
90,000 square feet.
Oh, by the swimming pool is almost an Olympic size pool.
Yeah. Okay. To put the house in perspective,
it's on like 10 acres on lake in Windermere.
It's been a money drain.
Well, no. Here's a problem.
30-car subdrain. Now I'm not gonna lie. 30-car subdrain garage. That's like the Bat Complex. That's pretty cool.
Well, yeah. I have to admit, the guy who did the Lemon Cake song. He had a big complex of cars on.
Did he?
Lemon pound cake. Okay. So Sharon,
story.
We heard about this about 10 years ago, and I told Sharon. I said, "You know what? Let's go over there." She goes, "We can't get in there." I said, "It's a construction site. We'll bring." I said,
"So many people there."
No, I said, "We'll bring a. We'll drive the pickup truck and we'll bring a clipboard like we were taking notes." She said, "What?" I said, "Yeah, we'll bring a clipboard in. Nobody will say anything to us if we have a clipboard.
A truck and a clipboard is pretty much you get to do whatever you want in Florida."
So we drove right up to the front on the other side, and we walked in with a clipboard. Not one person questioned us. We're walking around. This little thing in the middle here, this dome, that's a giant leaded glass, like, mural up in the ceiling. And then they've got a stairwell that was like 100 feet across. It was crazy.
Well, no, like you said, to put that in perspective, that right there, that is an Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Yeah.
That back porch is like, what, 10,000, 15,000 square feet?
Oh, it's bigger than that.
Yeah.
And the crazy part about it is we walked through this thing. I looked at Sharon. And I said, "This thing looks like a stinking hotel."
Yeah.
That's not finished. And of course, here's the thing. You know, years ago, you could build a really nice house for about $35, $40 a square foot. You could build a doggone mansion for about $100 a square foot. I mean, decked out everything you ever wanted. It ain't like that anymore. There's a stairwell. That's a stairwell right there.
They got a huge portion of the house finished,
yeah.
But it's been being done in sections.
Yeah, but that's a stairwell.
The guy died, didn't he?
Yeah, the guy's dead, yeah.
Rest in peace to anybody who was involved in that, but it's kind of crazy. You have this 20-plus year project to build this 90,000 square foot house, and you never even see it finished.
Well, no, and the problem that you have is that, you know, there's a building. It's called the I-4 eyesore over in Orlando. It's a project that got started like 30 years ago. I know the whole story about it, so I can't get too detailed about it because it gets kind of personal with a lot of people that I personally know. But it's just been sitting there, and it's just and everybody calls it the I-4 eyesore, and it's a beautiful building. Well, no, it's ridiculous.
That,
no,
that's the per. That's one of the owners down there. Yeah. That's a person.
No, I was in there. It didn't look like this. It didn't have all the woodwork when I was in there.
It's mostly completed now.
Yeah.
Now the electrician wants to take a lien on it.
But what are you going to do with it?
No. Do you know how long it takes to dust all that?
You're going to have a staff of 15 to 20 people to make the place look perfect.
Just to dust that ceiling to get the cobwebs out of it.
But, I mean, it's just it's stunningly beautiful. But the problem is that, you know, it's so funny. They were interviewing her one time, the owner, Queen of Versailles, and they did a whole show on her. And she had a dog in the house with them. It was her other house. This is going to blow your mind. And he was urinating on the white marble floors in the kitchen. You remember that?
Yeah.
Now, I think she was a dancer in Vegas, if I remember right, but I can't remember. And she basically had this dog on the floor urinating on white marble, and there were pee stains all over the white marble. And the camera crew, this is a beautiful home they had. The camera crew couldn't believe that this had happened, because you urinate on white marble and you have yellow urine, and it's porous. It goes down into the urine. Bleach will not take it out. And so there were like little piece stains everywhere all over the house. And I thought to myself, and they're building this massive palace, and he never, ever saw it completed. The sad part about it is I mean, you got to remember, and I'm going to say it again, don't buy things you don't need with money you don't have to impress people you don't know. And what happened in 2008 when the economy collapsed, that's a stairwell thing.
That's
that giant leaded glass thing on top. But you don't do that. You don't go buy a side-by-side and finance it for 28% interest.
No.
Just go buy a used one for $5,000.
That's literally what they fall to the next year.
Yeah. Go buy a used one. Go buy and make sure it's a Honda.
Make sure it's a Honda. No, you could go with the Can-Ams and Polaris. You just got to plan on changing belts on a regular basis because you're going to blow them out.
Make sure it's a Honda. But just remember, you don't need to have the brand new latest thing every single month when it comes out. I mean, that's Freud. Because you're inadequate. That's Bernays.
Yeah.
Because you're a slave. That's what they've done to us. Remember that one movie that came out years ago? What was it called? Where you put the glasses on. They live.
It's kind of like a spoof movie that came out.
Now it's a cult following.
I know.
And they have these interdimensional beings.
Obey.
That are
consume.
Basically putting signs up everywhere. And then you remember remember the Star Spangled Banner back in the 60s? You guys don't remember this stuff. You guys are all too young for this, most of you. They used to have, every night TV would go off because they didn't have enough stuff to fill up the airwaves. And they'd play the Star Spangled Banner at the end of the evening. And in the middle of the Star Spangled Banner, they would put subliminal marketing in there. Obey the government. Listen to the government. Yep. Think I'm kidding? It's what they did. Mm-hmm. And it was also subliminal advertising to program you subconsciously to basically buy, to spend, to obey. And that's where that movie came from.
That's when he flipped the glasses on. Everything looked normal with the glasses off, just like the regular world you live in. He flipped the glasses on, and all these signs showed
obey,
what they were really
obey,
trying to do.
Obey, conform, buy, reproduce, conform, stay asleep, work, work, work. This is your God, consume.
Yeah.
There's a picture of it. Everybody needs to watch that movie. He put the glasses on again, and then about half the people walk around like this guy, and they're aliens.
Aliens.
Interdimensional beings that have basically, you know,
that
taken the body
out
over.
1988, dude. Yeah. It was an old movie, and it was crazy. It was because John Carpenter, They Live, and it was kind of put down as almost a horror film. Everybody started realizing, gosh, this movie's a little too ominously true. What you may.
Oh, by the way, because of the thing with fertilizer, I'm going to say it to you again, and this is important. Get some storable food.
I brought that up earlier when you were gone. I said the same thing.
Okay, get 90 days. All right, just 90. You don't be going berserk. If you can't get stuff from Health Masters that's organic, next step, go to your store and get some organic canned vegetables. Remember, if the power goes out, you can't keep the frozen vegetables alive. They're going to rot. Okay?
Right.
And if you don't have a gas stove, get a little Coleman gas stove that you can cook with and get some extra fuel for it. And remember that the canned foods will store for years and rotate them. Just do that, but don't not prepare. Don't not. That's not hard. That's don't. Do not do. Prepare.
Make sure
that?
You prepare.
Double negative. Can't do that. Don't become a victim. There you go.
What if you try to do it on a real, real tight budget? Which you can also do is you can do beans and rice sealed up in Mylar bags.
You can do Mylar bags. You can also get it, seal them up in 5-pound containers.
Yeah.
And you can use
DEA powder.
Yeah, DE powder.
DE powder. Diatomaceous earth.
That'll keep the bugs out of it.
That's a real, I mean, granted, it's beans and rice. You're not going to, I just need salt and pepper.
You won't be happy, but you'll be alive.
Well, I mean, be happy. You always, it's always your choice to be happy. I say, you're not going to be entertained by your food. That's a fact. Beans
and rice. I had to eat beans and rice the rest of my life. I guess I could be happy because I'd have the righteous peace of joy through the infilling of the Holy Spirit. But I'd be pretty ticked off that I couldn't have my chicken and vegetables.
Well, you know what would help, though, is you had your beans and rice. As long as you had a big supply of purple powder and you had some B-complex on omega-3s.
And don't forget the powdered multiple.
You'd feel pretty good on it. Because remember, one of the reasons why a lot of times people have issues as far as with mental ability, with focus, with basically being happy, a lot of times, and a lot of kids, when you actually look at it, it's nutrient deficiency. Your body's depleted in omega-3 fats. Your body's depleted in B-complex. Your body's constantly craving nutrients. So you're constantly trying to crave some type of dopamine, when in reality, if you had the right nutrients and it was giving your body the right types of basically food, nutrients, like gut health, your body produces serotonin and dopamine from the gut-brain axis. That's why you got to have your probiotics balanced in your gut.
That's right.
When your gut gets messed up and it gets inflamed and it's full of glyphosate and junk food, your dopamine and serotonin production don't function properly.
They don't.
So you get down. You feel, so I need to go finance a side-by-side. I go finance this. Go run my credit card up and feel
better. You're looking for another dopamine trigger.
Right. Instead of realizing, hey, maybe my body's deficient in some nutrients. Maybe I need to feed it. Maybe I need to get my cells back up functioning better.
Because your brain's not working right, so they say, you're not a real man.
Yeah.
You have that side-by-side.
So you need to go. And then when that wears off, we need to go on Prozac.
Well, and then when that wears off, let's get another side-by-side and another and another and another and another. And pretty soon you got yourself with 10 different installment monthly payments. You can't do it. I've got a friend of mine right now, and I love the guy. He had a huge mansion down there in Palm Beach. He found another one to buy on the water. And he had a buyer for the old one. Well, the deal fell through. He still bought the new one. So now he's got two giant
house payments. Move.
He's struggling now financially. And, you know, it's just the people who buy those types of homes down there who have the money, they don't finance this stuff. Remember that. So you'll see it. And, that, you know, I remember an old pastor friend of mine told me this one time. He goes, a lot of people confuse prosperity for debt.
That is true.
In other words, you've got all this stuff, but you owe payments on everything. And all you're doing is struggling every month. And that causes all kinds of conflict because it elevates cortisol. So now you and your wife are fighting. I can't believe you bought this. Well, I can't believe you bought that. Well, next month you buy something else. And husband goes out the next month and runs up the credit cards. Wife goes out the following month and runs up the credit cards. And pretty soon everybody's like, oh my gosh, you know, we're $100,000 in debt on credit cards. And you're like, how'd that happen?
Well, and it's funny you said that. I knew a couple of years ago. I haven't talked to him in a while. And they did that a lot. And I'm not picking on anybody. Everybody's got their own. But it was like this tit for tat. He would buy something. She'd want to go buy something even bigger. And it was like they constantly went back and forth on this all the time. And it was like, guys, why don't you balance your budget? If you guys are trying to like outdo each other on how much money you spend. And sure enough, I found out later on, they were massively in debt. Mm-hmm. Massive in debt. I mean, house wasn't paid for. Cars weren't paid for. Credit cards were maxed out. And for the longest time, I thought they were pretty doggone wealthy. I did. I was like, man, you guys got it made. You got the house, you got the cars, you got the watches, you got stuff. And find out millions and millions of dollars in debt. And I don't know whatever happened to him. I never saw him again. So
most of the time it ends up in divorce.
Be very,
and bankruptcy.
Very careful of basically confusing activity with accomplishment and basically debt for prosperity. You're absolutely right on that. And keep your body's natural stress hormones down. That's what the cortisol buster's for when we put that together. I had a good friend of mine take that the other day because they've been super busy with work. And they were saying, you know, okay, look at this. Why do you have the stress going on? Why do you have all these different things going on? Give me center camera, please. Why do you have all these issues as far as with health? Cortisol gets elevated and doesn't come back down. You've got to get it under control. That's why the cortisol buster's here as far
and that's why we use Purple Six instead of coffee.
Or energy drinks.
Oh,
you want to talk about wrecking your cortisol.
Well, that same guy that I was telling you about, he was living on Red Bull, the guy who built those houses down there.
Oh, yeah.
And finally one day I called him up and I said, hey, look, you know, dude, you're slurring your words on TV.
Aspartame.
And he was drinking all that aspartame.
It was the Red Bull Zero.
And then he was starting to age real fast because of his lifestyle, so he decided to go on hormone replacement therapy. He's in his 40s. And all of a sudden now, then his wife decides to go on hormone replacement therapy with him and go a bunch of Botox and fillers, and then she turns around and jumps on testosterone. How'd that marriage work out? Now they fight all the time. And you think, well, this is crazy. And I see it over and over and over again. I remember I did a TV show in Dallas one time, and the wife and the husband had such a bad marriage that all she did was put him down on the set. It was unbelievable. I couldn't even believe it. And I thought to myself, this is on national TV, guys. What are you guys doing? Love one another. Support one another. Pray with one another. Take care of each other. Don't stress your spouse out. They need to have peace when they come home, period.
Well, then that's why. What happens is, remember, stress, when cortisol goes up, stomach acid decreases, digestive enzymes decrease, and the body doesn't have the ability to basically maintain overall homeostasis and digest food properly, so you start having nutrient deficiencies.
That's exactly right.
And this is why, like, we have the digestive enzymes that work great with that.
I took those last night.
Yeah, it really helps out. We were talking, we were on that trip, we ate this food on the airplane, stomach was all messed up. So I'm pretty strict with my diet. And I was like, gosh, I came home, I took like 5 digestive enzymes, and I took a bunch of turmeric to get the inflammation down from whatever. So I'm sure the food probably had glyphosate in it. The processed
stuff. Well, it's on an airplane. Who knows? But I'm sure it did. That wasn't organic.
No. So if you guys are curious about that as digestive health, be sure to read the article Harrison just wrote for me on digestive enzymes. It says why stomach acid digestive enzymes are essential for nutrient absorption. Be sure to check that out. That's under the health articles at healthmasters.com. So continue to stay in the fight, my friends. Stay healthy. Stay strong. Continue to increase your knowledge basis so you can help others learn more as well. You got to constantly read. You got to constantly learn. You got to constantly grow. Continue to do so, my friends. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Be sure to check out the Purple Stick Powder on sale. Well, the powder, the packets are on sale. The cans just came in, though. I haven't put anything together on that, but they are on the website, ready to go. Order them. Enjoy them. Let me know how you think about them. Have a fantastic
week. We pray for you.
Pray for us. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life. I love you guys. Talk to you tomorrow.